Praise the Lord. I appreciate that opportunity to worship tonight and the refreshing the Lord brought to our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I heard a minister on the radio this week. He was talking about wisdom, and he was bemoaning the fact of how little wisdom there is in our world today. He made a statement. He said, there's a lot of smart folks today that know a lot of things. In fact, there's folks today with more knowledge than ever before. But he said, still, there's no wisdom in our world, or little wisdom in our world. And I thought at that moment when he said that, one of the reasons there's so little wisdom in our society is because we have raised about two generations. We've raised about two generations that will not listen to their elders. They turn to other sources for life and living. I appreciate our elders, and I tell you what, if anyone has proved their faithfulness to God and to church, it's been Brother Rose, and that right there, that says something just in itself. Come ahead, Brother Rose. He's going to be sharing the word tonight. We're in this season where we hear from our other ministers, and let's just listen for the wisdom in what he has to say tonight.
Thank you, Brother Hurst. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the privilege to be up here tonight. I'm so thankful for Jesus. He's kept me all these years, about 73, I think it is, and since I gave my heart to the Lord, and he's never done me nothing but good. He's been with me so many times. Many ways he's spared my life. But when Brother Hurst asked me to speak Tuesday night that the choir was here, I right off decided, what am I going to speak on? I began to think of a scripture. But I thought of a scripture right away that I thought I would speak on, but just a little bit later in that service, one of the choir members got up here and read the scripture that I had chosen to speak on, and I'm so thankful that confirmed to me that's what I should say a few words on. I may not say much, but I will read the scripture. Now, if you want to read the scripture with me, it's Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, beginning at the first verse. I guess I better get it out here. So, but the scripture, you take Isaiah, was called of God to prophesy to Judah. Well, the whole world really was in sin. And they was sinning. And God had got tired of the people, their immorality that they had, that they did, the things that they were doing. So beginning at the first verse, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt be shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindled upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I give Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sabaea for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for and people for thy life. Let's pray. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, tonight to anoint these words, Lord, as we speak. Lord, anoint your word. Father, we pray, Lord, that we may say something, Lord, God, that will touch some heart tonight. Lord, we believe in you, Lord Jesus, to help us. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I thought about these particular scriptures here. I have used that scripture many, many times when we were having some of the toughest times in our life, me and my wife. This scripture was brought to us from our daughter in Missouri. But God has been with us. He took us through things that seemingly there's no way out. But I'm thankful that we can trust God. I thought about so many times that I have, I've went to church in many different ways. I've not always had a nice car to drive. I've walked to church. I've rode the mules to church. And I rode on the hood of a Jeep to church. But I determined to be in the house of the Lord as a young man after I got saved. And I'm so thankful that the Lord saved me when I was 15. Yes. And he's taken me through so many things, things that I look back and see what God has brought me through, how many times he has spared my life in incidents, I thought about, God was getting ready to call Isaiah to preach to these people and let them know that they were doing wrong. God loves each one of us. He loves every young person. I think sometimes, that we think because we're young, we got forever to live. But I tell you, young people, you don't know when your time is coming. And it pays to be ready, stay ready. I thought today as I was working out on the patio, does your life line up with the Word of God? It's so important to live holy and serve the Lord with all of our heart. Don't give up. After 73 years serving the Lord, I'm not boasting. If it hadn't been for God, I probably wouldn't be here tonight. But I know that God has watched over me and kept me. No doubt spared my life when I was overseas. He worked things out. I was scheduled for the front line as a combat medic. But I got sick and didn't have to go on the front. Now God had to work that out because I was scheduled for the 3rd platoon, which was on the front. And if anybody knows what it is to be a frontline medic, well, you need to train for it, and you'll find out it's no fun. But I'm so glad that God cares. And we must be very careful how we live. I saw recently all these automobile accidents. 3 young men and 1 car wreck that killed all 3 of them. No doubt didn't know God. And certainly it pays. I remember a funeral I did out here for 2 young men, brothers, that no church affiliation, they died without God. And certainly, not just the young people, but the older people, whatever your age, we have no promise of tomorrow. And it pays to be close. Live close. Keep your hand steadfast in the hand of God. And certainly, if we do that, when we lay down at night, how is it with our soul? If the Lord should call tonight when you lay down, where would you be? Would you meet God in peace? And certainly, I'm grateful for the Lord. I want to read more scripture. Isaiah, the 4th chapter, the 30th verse. Even the youth shall faint, and the weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run, shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I'm glad that we can excuse me. We can serve the Lord. Yes. We don't have to faint. God is there, but if we're not careful, we'll fail. So let us be careful what we say, yes, or the attitude that we have. Yes. No matter how old or how young, we've got to be careful how we treat our neighbor, how we treat our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let us be careful. Let us be firm and not fail. Or if we fail today, tomorrow, if we fail, we better try our best to repent. As soon as you realize that you have failed, you've said something that you shouldn't say. So let us be careful what we do and what we say. I'm just so thankful for the Lord. Yes. And I thought, you know, I appreciate, you know, that we just had Mother's Day. And I think, you know, my precious mother. I had a mother that she took care of me many nights. You may not know it, but I suffered a lot of pain at the age of 9 when I gave up to die. But God healed me, and I'm still going for the Lord. I'm determined to make heaven my home. I appreciate my wife. She's been a precious mother to our children. I put her, you know, she's why our family is what it is today. She was always home to send them off to school. She was always home when they came home. And I thank God for my mother and her mother, my wife, the mother of our children. It means so much to obey the word of the Lord. So I just want to say tonight, put your trust in the Lord. Yes, amen. And keep your mind and your heart holy. Because if we vary, you never know when something will happen at that moment that you're out of touch with God. So tonight, if your life don't correspond with the Word of God, these altars are here tonight. So we need to stay close to the Lord. Repent if we see the least little thing that happened. Brother Hurst.
Thank you, Brother Rose. Would the music come? You've heard me often say that if you went to heaven and you talked to those folks, you would find that they went through the same things Christians are quitting over every day. But we don't have to go to heaven. We got, for example, Brother Rose tonight served the Lord for 73 years, and I guarantee you he's faced many, many things that other folks have quit over. But he said one phrase that kind of capsulized everything. He said, be firm and don't fail. Just keep on going. Be firm and don't fail. Amen. I appreciate the exhortation tonight, don't you? Amen. Would you stand across the building? Let's take this exhortation, and if it's your intention, no matter what you're up against, no matter what you're facing, it's your intention. You're going on with Jesus. Would you come to these altars and just tell the Lord that? Would you come right now and just say, Lord, it don't matter what I'm facing. It don't matter what I'm going through. It doesn't matter the temptation or trial. I'm going on. I'm going to serve the Lord. In spite of it all, I'll be firm and not fail. I'll trust the Lord. He'll be with me. He'll go with me. But I'm not turning back. I'm not turning around. I will serve the Lord. Brother Rose addressed every age group, young people on up. That's what it takes, that determination. I will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I started out.